What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Virgin Song on a Tuesday morning, All-Star Game Day. 94 WIP. We got a lot happening here, including 70. It's not a small number. 70 NFL coaches, executives, and scouts calling Jalen Hurts the ninth best in pro football, as they define it today. We're also looking, as we give away Dave Matthews Band tickets for What Is Both Good and Bad, trying to figure out which bands or individual artists would be in a present-day Live Aid if such a concert were to happen. We've already gotten about 15 or 20 answers, but there are still some big ones available. So let us know who you think would be in that. We are struck by how many are individual artists instead of bands.
You're going to try to bring Britney Spears back for it?
No, she can't at this point, which is sad.
It is sad.
Christina Aguilera could, but Britney, I don't think Britney would get up there these days. That's a very sad tale with her
life.
How
about Justin Timberlake?
Absolutely.
Justin Timberlake go?
Yeah, JT up there.
Yeah.
Throw him and Janet
up. Crowd pleaser.
Him and Janet up there together.
Janet.
Wonder why, Joe.
Close it all down. Open it up by closing it down. Or close it down by opening it up, or whatever I'm trying to say.
Close being the operative.
Close. Been quite a day yesterday with the Darren Dalton Foundation.
Yeah.
Tell us more. So usually I'm out there and I play. I didn't yesterday at you know, the show, but I emceed the event later in the night. But you experienced the whole day. Give the audience that didn't get to see all that you saw and participate.
Well, first and foremost, growing up here and seeing all my childhood kind of heroes out there. I mean, it's just, you know, obviously the 93 team was my team.
Yep. You and me.
Yes.
And about a million others of us.
but just seeing the guys out there, you know, Tommy Green and Crocker and Steve Jeltz and
Danny Jackson.
And it's just, you know, I got to see Greg Gross, my old high school coach, for a couple of years.
By the way, big listener to the show. Greg Gross told me last year that he walks frequently in the morning and listens to our show.
Wow. Really?
Which I thought was amazing. Yeah.
He's just such a gentleman and just a nice human being.
He was your coach,
He's for 2 years at Malvern,
How about that?
Yeah.
The greatest pinch hitter in the history of the Phillies.
Awesome, man.
I think he finished third all-time with most pinch hits ever, I think.
He was awesome.
Yeah. And now that's when having a bench mattered.
Yes.
Because you had a pitcher batting you do double switches and all that stuff.
Too.
Yeah, I know
he could do it all. Yeah. Just seeing those guys out there, you know, it just brings back so many different memories for me personally. And then just having an opportunity to interact with them. Larry Bo, we're group 2B. Larry Bo's group was 2A, so there were a couple that got backed up a little bit.
Did you hit him?
No, I did not.
Get out of the way, you know, Bowler!
I could talk with Larry about he's so intense, like all the time when he talks about baseball. I just love his passion for the game. Just seeing those guys out there, it's really cool for me personally. And then getting to play, my group was awesome. The guys we played with were awesome. And it was just a lot of fun.
That's awesome, man. Congrats to the Dutch Foundation. They do a wonderful job raising money in the fight against cancer. And everyone who participates all helps, you know, raise the money. So quite a day yesterday. Let's go back to the phones. A lot happening here, including the All-Star game tonight. We'll get you ready with the starting lineups and some All-Star Game memories. But a lot on Jalen today, who the NFL coaches, executives, and scouts deem as the ninth best quarterback in football, which I think is ridiculous. I'd put him five. The way the NFL folks line it up is one through four, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. Five, six, seven, they go Jaden, Daniels, Stafford, Herbert. 8, 9, 10, they go Goff, which is ridiculous. Goff, Hurts, Baker, Mayfield. Got to give Baker Mayfield credit for getting into the top 10, which a lot of people thought he would never, ever get back to.
I will give that to him. He battles.
And you know what? And he's battled within his career.
Yeah, and yeah.
Because there's a lot of people 2 and 3 years ago that would have like, all right, I guess this isn't working out. But he hung in there. Yeah. He's going to make a lot of money for a long time. Because look how much guys like Bradford and Carson, I mean, I guess Carson's technically tried because he's a backup, but like some guys just throw in the towel.
Yeah.
Like it felt like Bradford just threw in the towel.
Well, he was the last one who got the rookie guarantee.
And he didn't want to be a backup.
No.
And listen, he's entitled to not want to be a backup. Cam Newton didn't want to be a backup. No. Like, if I'm not a starter, then I won't play. And Baker Mayfield was a backup somewhere.
San Francisco? Where was he?
He landed somewhere for 1 year and then reemerged.
Felt
I forget.
Like it was in California. But I'll
it might have been.
Rams?
It
was a Carolina and the Rams in 22.
So he would have been, well, he might have been the Rams starter. I don't know. But bottom line is he bounced around, and he's found a way.
I just don't know how Jaden Daniels ahead of Jalen Hurts.
He's really good,
guy
man.
He's played 1 year. For me, it's not a big enough sample size. I know you like him
but
a lot.
Well, wouldn't you acknowledge that some, he's, like think of it this way. Ron Hextall, better as a rookie than any other year.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes some guys can establish right away. I thought Jaden Daniels established. I mean,
Jaden Daniels is so far ahead of the curve in terms of understanding what he's looking at as a rookie quarterback, and understanding coverages.
I think some guys have
the
that.
The safety rotation, like everything he sees, nothing surprises him. As a rookie, that says a mouthful.
Well, it's really hard at that position. But I'll give you other examples. Randy Moss was a top five wide receiver. Day one. So was Javon Kearse as a defensive end. I mean,
that was physical. That was physical, just magnificence. This is both physical and mental. Mental more than anything. He's got the brain of a 10-year veteran.
Yeah, he's got that aptitude.
John, Big Ben, I would put Hurts above him, but I think it's really close.
Right. And I do think
Jaden Daniels will pass him as time goes
by. If he stays healthy. His body type concerns me because of the way he's so mobile. He's not, built like Jalen Hurts.
Guys, I got to tell you, I agree with you. I still can't believe Lamar Jackson's lasted as long as he did. I met him when he was in college. I mean, slender.
Yeah.
Now, I guess he's probably put on some weight since then, but I'm telling you, like, I'm amazed. Now, Lamar Jackson's been banged up, not as banged up as some others, but he's had his spots where he's missed some games, but man, I don't know how he does it.
It's a very similar body type to Randall, correct?
Not as tall.
Randall was a little longer,
I think. A little more lean.
Yeah. And I got to tell you guys, if Randall played in today's world and coaches knew how to use him, if coaches knew, because no one thought to run those plays.
No.
Once you got to pro football, they said, well, those plays won't work. If someone utilized the offenses that exist today with Randall.
And the way you can't hit quarterbacks nowadays
right.
as well.
Well, Randall would need to make the right decision.
He would need
on those plays.
He would need to, and you would need to develop that, from high school to college to the pros.
Jalen has been running these offenses, making these decisions
since
in terms
school.
Of understanding the looks in the box, the numbers, counting it all up, making sure we can run this play into this look, this side. Let's swap it over to the other side because the numbers are more favorable over there. He gets these our teams into the right plays because it's a similar cluster, that he's accustomed
to. It's another form of reading defenses.
Yes.
Like people don't act like that's reading defenses.
This
that's
is,
reading defenses.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a different type of reading defenses. Yeah. It's the run game, but it's as big a part of our offense as the passing game
is. I agree with that.
And then some.
It's a combination of pre-snap and half a second after the snap. Like a lot of those decisions get made within 1 second of the ball being snapped. And he's very, 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 very good at that. Let's go to Sean in Delaware. Sean, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time caller.
Wow. Thank you, Sean.
Welcome aboard, buddy.
It might be the only one. So I'm actually a Ravens fan, but I'm a Delco kid all my life. Went to my senior bonner, and I've been doing this going against the Eagles fans for the rest of my, forever. So I understand. So I'm going to strictly say Jalen Hurts is not nine. No way in hell. I don't know if I can say that. But no way.
Yep.
But he's not over Lamar. He's not over Lamar. I don't think he's there yet. I don't think that Jalen has to do with Lamar or the other top three to four quarterbacks. I'll put him at five. I don't know where they rank Joey B at. Was Joey B four?
They got Burrow three. Yeah, I got him five also, meaning Hurts. I'm with you. I would have Hurts five. Some people tell me that's disrespectful. That's where I got him.
I don't think that's disrespectful. I think he's right. He's better than nine, but I think he's right there, right behind the top AFC quarterbacks, because I think Elliott was just talking on Jalen Hurts. That's how the outside of the Philadelphia fan base sees him, where the kids say now he's groomed up, or it's a lot of things going against him. But while, you know, I'm not going to complain if I'm Jalen Hurts. That's my weapon. But he's not asked to do what Lamar has to do or had to do with his MVP season. I don't think people see that Lamar had really sneezed 1 year. And one of you guys that we don't want no more, we don't want Nelson Aguilar, and he still won the MVP with us. And in the AFC chip. And I don't think people see the pathway to that. You know, the first round, we have to go against C.J. Stroud, who everybody's talking about, Jaden Daniels. Now, I don't think Jaden Daniels is up there yet. That's only 1 year. We don't know how the sophomore slump will go. That's another conversation. Because everybody's saying that about C.J. Stroud just 365 days ago. So
yeah,
we can't put rookies up there on the ranking list yet. I think they need about 2 to 3 years, because we don't know what the film is going to look like.
Well, 2 to 3 years.
How much of Lamar Jackson's improvement as a passer last year had to do with the offensive coordinator? Todd Monken became the offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens last season. He gets Lamar. He's a big reason why Lamar improved so much as a passer last year. I think his QBR was up there at the top of the league.
Well, that I do think, but also we got to give Lamar credit for
absolutely
year six or seven development,
but
whatever it was.
Offensive coordinator matters.
Sure
and
does.
And Todd Monken did a wonderful job with him. Lamar Jackson improved. It took huge steps as a passer last season.
No question.
Jalen can still continue and plans to continue to take huge steps.
Well, one thing Jalen's, to me, always been better at than Lamar is the actual pass.
That's for
sure. The physical pass, Jalen is better at that than Lamar.
Yes.
I think the decision-making with Jalen, he's a little too conservative for my liking, but,
yes,
but it worked last year because you had a defense and a run game to lean on. The question always is, if you don't have that to bolster you, if he has to force it in there more, will he choose to?
Right. And it doesn't feel like he forces it, or it feels like he's got a different set of priorities in the regular season and the postseason. He plays football differently.
Well, I also think he was really affected, and I mean this in a good way, by how many turnovers he had down the stretch in 23. I think it changed his game last year. And he was
affected by the way he turned the ball over early in the season last year.
The game in Brazil. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Sean, I need an answer. This is for Dave Matthews tickets. What is both good and bad?
I'm going to say gambling / definitely sports gambling.
Interesting answer right there. All right. Ben, what is both good and bad?
My initial one was that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Alcohol.
Alcohol is a good answer.
Yeah. Assault.
Assault?
No, salt. not assault.
Assault.
Well, I heard that too.
Well, if someone's coming after you.
I heard it too, Joe. Well,
if someone's coming after you, I might have to assault you back.
Normally you don't heal well, but I heard the same thing and I was like, did he just say assault?
No, salt. It tastes good on your food, but it's not good for you.
Salt's a pretty good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't add it to a lot of things.
No?
No, I don't either, Ray.
Not a big salt. I like pepper more. I like a little heat, but no, I'm not a big salt person.
Yeah, my family kind of seemed like we moved away from it a long time ago, and like I don't crave salt. Like, I'm good without it.
Really?
I throw the pepper on stuff. Like, I had a ham and cheese sandwich earlier today. I pepper that thing up.
Pepper on a ham and cheese?
That does
never
sound
heard
good.
Of that. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think pepper's good on everything.
I mean, first off, I got it from this, our radio station's little closet of food, which
you
is like.
You seriously got a ham and cheese sandwich from the closet?
That stuff probably got put in there 5 months ago.
And you wonder why you have problems.
I needed a little pepper, a little mustard.
Shelf life for 6 months.
Had to have my Cape Cod potato chips, you know, give me a little balance.
If you ate better, you would feel better.
Yeah, right. You said get into shape earlier. We're talking about how being in shape will maybe give you a chance in tennis.
Thank you.
You're not going to be in shape if you're eating stuff that's been in the fridge for a week.
Well,
and
not
half.
The fridge.
There's nothing wrong with a ham and cheese sandwich, but getting it out of how you have no idea when it was made is not a good idea.
Yeah, I think that probably got in there in 2024.
Yeah,
you know, sometime before Christmas. By the way, Ben, me and Fritz, who's going to win this thing overall?
I think Jack will win.
You think he beats me in basketball?
Yes, I think he beats you.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm not rooting for anyone.
Come on.
Listen,
I was on the afternoon show on Friday.
Oh, what the hell with the what is this?
They're like, who do you...
Did they bully you?
No, I said, I'm Switzerland. I'm Switzerland in this. Can I
tell you something?
I have no skin in the game. It doesn't affect my life one way or the other.
Let me tell you something about Switzerland. No one really respects them.
No one respects them?
Yeah, they don't take a stand for anything.
It's a beautiful place.
Right, am I right, Rhea?
Roger Federer.
Have you ever heard anyone say, you know what? I really admire Switzerland. They take
a
stand.
For their neutrality?
Yeah.
I admire their neutrality.
I don't really know a lot about it, but their flag's a plus.
Right, let's go to Tim right now. Tim is calling from Swedesboro. He's rooting for the Hammer. Good morning,
Not
Tim.
Not Switzerland, Swedesboro.
No. Oh, Swedesboro, yeah.
Yes, I am rooting for the Hammer, yes. I just wonder what's going on, man. What's everyone going against you for?
I think because
he thinks he's better than Jack at sports.
Well, I think
and he's trying to prove it. He really believes that.
The beat the Hammer arrogance, I think, set in motion people rooting against me. But I'm trying to turn that frown upside down.
Congratulate you on your victory Friday.
Thank you.
I was amazed that guy got at least one right because there were some pretty tough questions.
Well, listen, that's what the Hammer does. And in true Hammer form and fashion, Tim, I will tell you, it wasn't just my victory Friday. It was my 288th victory on Friday.
Creeping towards 300.
I'm also creeping to getting back to the Haughty Hammer, but I'm not really there yet. Good morning, Tim. What do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to put in about this whole thing with the ranking of the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, what does this man, and I think somebody asked this already, but I'm not sure. What does this man got to do to, like, at least make these critics and coaches and whoever think that, you know, oh, this guy, you know, he's the master of the tush-push. You know, he's got the whole package. He's the whole package.
Yeah, so I think some people – so, look, I think the tush-push should go away if I was the league. But the fact that it hasn't, he should get extra points for being the best at it. And I think there are some people that say – it's phony baloney. I give him no credit for that. And I think that's really unfair. It is currently part of football. It may stay part of football. And while it is, when he's better at it, he deserves credit. Like, I'll give you, for instance, Tim. Man, a lot of people disagree with me on this. But I'll say what I've been saying for 30 to 40 years. I would have taken Emmitt Smith over Barry Sanders. Now, I was in the minority on that. But I'm going to give you my reason. I never had to take Emmitt off the field in 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1. And he could score me a lot of touchdowns in the red zone that way. First downs and touchdowns. And so
and
to
it
me,
was another one that was the whole package.
And so to me, Emmitt Smith was a more complete back, even though Barry obviously had the chance to go 80 yards more than Emmitt. I'll take the guy that moves the sticks and scores the touchdowns. And yes, he had a much better offensive line.
Did Emmitt ever go 80 yards?
Not much.
Wow. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Not much.
I mean, I would imagine he got hawked down at like 45.
Right. But I mean, think about it this way, guys. The fact that Barry Now think about this. And I mean, this is no disrespect to Barry, who I loved. But the fact that Barry would be taken off the field by his coaches at third and goal from the one, taken off the field with frequency.
Who was that coach again? Was that Bobby
Wayne,
Ross?
Wayne Fonts and
Wayne
Bobby
Fonts.
Ross.
Yeah.
Both of them. But the point is, if you're not my running back on third and one, are you better than Emmitt Smith? I say no. My point is, Jalen brings stuff like that to the table that some people discredit, and I think that's unfair.
Okay, so let me pick your brain a little bit, Joe, if I can.
Sure.
So in let's say in a fantasy football league, who would you draft first if you were to go quarterback? Would you draft Lamar or Jalen Hurts?
Well, honestly, I don't remember how the stats ended last year. I mean, I'm sure they were both monsters. I'd have to just look. I mean, John, do you remember who had more points? I mean, I have no idea.
No, I don't know.
I'm sure they were both.
Depends
great,
on
Tim.
What league you're in, though, too, right?
The scoring system. Yeah. Tim, I don't know. I'm sure they're amongst the top, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I know. It's a tough decision. I mean, I was thinking about that when they were talking
But I'm also going to balance my comments out with this, because, like, I've said a lot pro Jalen as he deserves, but let's also remember 11 times Saquon, just Saquon alone, 11 times Saquon Barkley ran the ball to the 1 yard line. Jalen then gets the 1 yard touchdown and deserves credit for that. But let's not forget Saquon helped bring the ball down to the 1 yard line. Like, we, you know, and that's where when I talk about, to me, one of the things that stood out this summer and spring is the extremes people went to on Jalen. Like, when 20% of our audience said Jalen is better than Saquon when we had that poll, like, to me, that's ridiculous. I mean, he's not. He's good, but he's not better than Saquon. And so I just try to, like, I don't know why more people don't keep their head.
Well, because, like, it's not that hard, Joe. I mean, you know, in a city, when you win a championship,
sure.
and especially, I'm assuming, quarterbacks, it's only been done once before. It was done by Nick Foles, who
right.
did it as a replacement.
Right.
But I think it's not.
It's the appreciation, right?
Yes,
of course.
And it should be appreciated.
It should be.
It's where I haven't understood it. Like it was like literally the day after people wanted to go. Well, according to these stats,
yeah,
he's
know.
Not that good.
No, I know.
It bothered me.
No, I understand that. Yeah. Here's what I'll say. Here's what bothered me, though. I'll give you on the other end. Like, for instance, when that list, I forget what Time magazine or someone came out with the top 100.
100, yeah.
100 most influential people in the world. And I immediately said, because Jalen was on, I was like, come on, you kidding me? And then James was like, it's disrespectful to say he's not top 100 influential people in the world. I'm like, James, what about she? And he's like, who's she? I'm like, who's she? She runs China. China has a nuke and is the second most powerful country in the world.
Yeah, but Joe, that list is ridiculous. It's time putting new people on it every year.
But I hear you. But my point is, James was an example of someone that went to the extreme. I mean, it's look, you want to rank Jalen 3, 6, 5, 8, figure it out. But to say he's the top 100 most influential people in the world and then tell me I'm disrespectful when I say he's not, I mean, come on. Hey, come on.
Because I think the way that fans probably look at that when it happened after he wins a Super Bowl and he's named MVP, hey, that's pretty cool.
Right.
My quarterback's on the 100 list.
Of course, of course. Tim, give me an answer. And by the way, another thing that's cool, he's hanging out with Jordan a lot. There were more pictures that came out of him and Jordan yesterday, and that's good stuff. It's great for him to have that access to Jordan and all that. All right, Tim, what is both good and bad?
Both good and bad. All right, I'm going to go with money.
Oh.
Give me the bad. Give me the justification.
Well, let's say money, like you have the opportunity to, you know, make this certain amount of money, like everyone, you know, moves up in their ladders of opportunity. But the bad side of it is, you know, money can make you very greedy, insecure, and can cause a lot of stress and anxiety.
That's all true. Yeah, true. I don't think that's the best answer today, but it's
so
an interesting.
I don't think it's the best because it's so skewed. There's so much more positive than negative. Like, it can corrupt you, certainly, money. But
three best answers we got so far are alcohol.
That one's so funny.
Chemo and women. Rhea's still waiting for someone to call and say men.
Seriously.
Who's going to do it?
Meg, are you out there?
She would never.
All right, the All-Star Game starting lineups will get you set for that and more as we roll forward in the 9 o'clock hour on 94 WIP.
Is your home feeling like a sauna? Even when you have the AC on full blast, it's like the heat just pushes its way through your old drafty windows.
That's exactly it, Rhea. And I can personally vouch for the difference new windows can make. Since we upgraded with Window Nation,
my house, our house, it stays so much cooler. And right now, Window Nation, they're making it incredibly affordable. 50% off all window styles and zero interest for 5 whole years. You won't pay interest until 2030.
Seriously, that interest-free offer until 2030 is huge. And for anyone worried about the hassle, remember that Window Nation installations, they typically just only take one day, even actually in John's case, a quick nap, and it's all done. It's perfect whether you're busy with summer plans or prepping for fall.
Don't miss out on their best deal of the year to make your home more comfortable and energy efficient. Get 50% off all window styles through July 31st with that amazing zero interest until 2030. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com for your free quote today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.